Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
The boys are back.
It's all announced.
And I push the wall down and we've got a live studio audience.
I had four beers on Tuesday night, and yesterday I felt rough. I felt rough, and I didn't know if I just felt ill or what it was. Like, could it be something in the beer?
Should probably have mentioned this before we all turn up. Yeah. Is there something going round?
I was on YouTube and a little notification popped up saying Lorraine Kelly's now doing a quiz live. So I was like, brilliant, I got on that. And I got her to shout out my friend Joel Meredith. I don't know why, but she did it straight away. It could have been many of people in there. But yeah, that's probably my highlight throughout lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting a
shout out from old Lorraine. Do you think you had corona?
I don't know. I wouldn't like to say I did, but I had a cough.
You
quite
a
bad
test, don't you?
Can we do it? And he can open it here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can just get him from Superdrug.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like £62 in Superdrug, I think.
Jack Mate's Happy Hour. Can everyone just cough into my face? 3, 2, 1. Hello, guys. Welcome back. Oh, it feels good. It does feel good. We're in the studio.
It's a really abrupt start, that.
I don't know. I think I just started the comeback show with Can Everybody Cough Into My Face? Oh, it doesn't change. Welcome back to Jack Makes Happy Hour. I'm joined by Stevie White.
There it is. That's been a while.
It has been a while. And Robbie Knox. Knox?
Why not?
We'll go with it. It's a brand new series, obviously, with COVID and all of that shit that's been going on. We've not been able to upload, really. We started doing them remotely for a little bit, and then...
I didn't like it.
No.
Because of this. Like, where you're talking now,
yeah.
I know when I can talk, because I can see if you're about to talk, or I can see if Robbie's about to talk. Whenever we were recording on the mic, I was like... I waited like a half a second to go, can I? Nope.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then there'd always be the awkward bit where you make a joke, but because of the delay, that like no one says anything for 2 seconds, and then it'd be like, oh, that didn't land. And then you go to say something else, and then they laugh over you, and it's just a whole big kind of messy thing. Series 4, same show, same faces. Me and you are going to be here every single week. We're going to be pulling in. We're going to have like a pool of other people as well.
So, yes.
So we're going to have like, say Fiona might come in and do bits, like Jordan might come in and do conspiracy bits, Alfie might come in, and then Robbie, we obviously do the half hour show.
Yay.
But I love you, so I want to pull you in to the main show.
I'm up for whatever. Like, literally happy to be out of the house.
I think there's no better place to start, really, than how's it been? Like, it's been 108 days since Boris announced a lockdown. 118, I believe, since we were in here, in this studio. So what? Just what? What's been going on? 5 months.
That sounds like forever. It does feel like forever as well. Mm. To be fair, like just seeing you is a bit surreal now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's what because I'm like a bit of an A-lister.
Oh, I wish I wasn't here.
Just touch me. I'm real, baby.
I can't. I'm not allowed. Okay. Keep your distance.
Okay, okay. What have you been up to during the fight?
I've worked throughout.
So I guess it hasn't felt too different to you.
No, it's yeah, been pretty much the same, except work's been very different.
Right.
I think it takes a pandemic to realise what people are like, and most of them are pricks.
Are they?
That's what I've come to realise.
What, like just general members of the public?
Yeah, like old people did not care as much as they should have. I've spoken to people who have said they should be shielding, and they're in front of me, and I'm like, well, what? And I can't just go... Go away then.
What? So that they could potentially be carrying the virus?
No, so if they're meant to be shielding. So one guy said that he had cancer treatment at some point that I spoke to.
Yeah.
And he had cancer treatment last year and he was told that he'd had a letter to say he shouldn't be leaving the house at all. And he was just in front of me. I was like, what do I do in that situation?
Wow.
And then on my tube here, I saw a woman proudly displaying her NHS badge, not wearing a mask.
Oh,
I don't. Yeah, it's a mess.
So as far as like normality and routine is concerned, you've pretty much stayed the same.
Yeah, and now it's almost completely normal.
Wow, that's weird. What about you, Robbie? Your life must have been different.
Yeah, it's a bit different. I went into this sort of thinking from the YouTube point of view. I thought this is like my time to shine. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking, like, everyone's sat at home and can't go out. This is kind of what I do anyway. So I thought it'd be fine. I thought I'll get loads of videos done, all this. Then they shut the schools.
Yeah.
And so I've had to become a teacher for months.
Oh.
It's a nightmare. Don't be a teacher. I'm 100% think teachers should get like 200 grand a year now. I've been looking after three kids.
What do you do? Lesson plans?
Oh, like day one was like, right, it's 9 a.m. Let's do our Joe Wicks thing and all this. Then we're doing this. Then we're all that. By like about 4 days in, I was like, I just watched Horrible Histories movie for a bit. And by now, it's just like any sort of vague effort. Like, I'll just... Like, maths we do every day because it's a video and I can just put it on.
Yeah.
School's not smashed it out of the park, to be honest. It's like the most complex thing to do. It's like a full-time job understanding what to do because like each class... I've got two kids in school, so each class sends you different emails. At the start of the week, they'll send you like 7 emails and like... English has to be done. You get like 5 days worth of English to do over 2 weeks.
Right.
And then maths is a different thing every day. And then this here,
what?
RE emails have not even opened. If I'm not teaching to read, I'm not going to do that. That's optimistic for the school, isn't it?
I didn't know it was that structured. I genuinely...
Well, some schools have got... Like, right, Otto's in year one and a lot of year ones have gone back, but they've not. My daughter's had 45 minutes at school since March.
Wow.
They rounded up to an hour, lads.
I've spoken to people who have said their kids are going back to school and they're only going maybe 1 or 2 days at most before the summer holidays. Does that not seem a little bit pointless?
Yeah, me and Fiona were having this discussion the other day in the car. I think that's meant... If I was a kid at school and I'd just had 5 months off, which would have been fucking brilliant, wouldn't it? But well, no, not you, because you like school.
No, I wasn't. It's more that there isn't really much to do.
Yeah, but you find stuff to do. I'd be out throwing stones at pigeons and that.
Brilliant. Okay.
but and then they ask you to come back for a month or a few weeks and then summer holidays again. I'd just be like, Mum, just let me continue into the summer. And she'd let me. She wouldn't know what was going on. She'd be unconscious.
It does tend to...
Sorry. Well, it's back, baby. It's back. Yeah. Feels good. I'm all giddy. Robbie's in a lovely Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
I like it.
I did video when I told the kids that the government just shut all the schools. And like, Otto was like over the moon. It's like his cup final. Fantastic.
What lesson's been the hardest to teach?
I did maths every day, as I say. I do reading with Otto because that's easy. Mm. Writing, he doesn't really want to do, so I make a little bit of effort, do one word a day.
Yeah.
Something like that. I've just kind of sacked off history and geography and the ones that, like, they need to learn to read and write and add up.
Geography never gets better anyway. I think geography is always that shit lesson.
I don't get why geography's that prominent.
No.
Like, I understand why a lot of things you need to know them.
Yeah.
Doesn't, I mean,
I don't think I remember anything from geography.
I remember one thing, and I think I spoke about this in when we did the schools episode.
But, yeah.
And it's volcanic rock. Or rocks over time. So you get a big diagram of a rock and then the different levels. Oh, this is from the ice age. This is from the whatever age. I don't give a shit what's inside a rock.
Hold on, so do you remember it or not? Because I'm confused.
No, I remember the topic of it. I don't remember what I was taught.
I remember like tectonic plates and stuff like that, but it's more like the... Anything to do with another country, I just know through football.
Yeah.
And other than that.
Yeah, World Cup.
Like. Yeah, that's where it's drawn. Yeah. I know where San Marino is, thanks to a terrible football team.
Yeah.
My understanding of how big cities are, of whether they've got a football team.
Yeah.
Like, if a city hasn't got a football team, I think I'm fucking rubbish.
Yeah, 100%.
But places like Wakefield, that don't have a big football team, are actually quite big. So no,
our geography teacher, he had really smelly breath, coffee breath, and I just remember there was a rumour going around that he'd done so many drugs as a teenager that he lost his sense of smell, so he didn't know that he
smelled
the coffee.
Yeah.
And apparently he couldn't hear.
What?
Just some of the stuff that kids make up. It's just incredible. You've been drinking a lot during lockdown.
Yeah, oh yeah, I got well into that. Like the first week was like the last days of the Roman Empire. Like, it was like, why don't I get like 3 o'clock and go, I have a little school's out early. It was sunny. I'd end school about lunchtime and start drinking.
You must have been the worst teacher ever.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
He hasn't had the training. Thrown into it.
Yeah. Otto, read this word while I just nail this bottle of wine.
Yeah, but I mean, in a way, I think they get more... Because there's 30 kids in a class.
Mm.
You get more if I'm doing like an hour's work with you. This is what I'm telling myself.
Yeah.
If I do an hour's work with them, that's probably worth like a day's work.
Yeah.
Where they're just in a big classroom. It's not, but I'm going to say it is.
Yeah, you convince yourself. What about you? Been drinking? Well, your life's normal, so it's a bit hard.
Yeah, well, one of my best mates moved in over lockdown. So
yeah.
It was just three of us in the house. So any day that I had off the next day, where I didn't have to go to work, we'd drink stupid amounts.
Really?
Yeah, I remember one night we drank until 8 a.m.
What?
It was, yeah. I don't know why. We were just drinking and we looked at the time. We're like, oh, it's 4 o'clock. And then we played some Rocket League and then carried on drinking. And then it was 8. And I was like, it's sunny outside. It's no point in going to sleep now.
Jeez.
So that was probably the worst we got. But I didn't casually drink at any point. I never casually drank. No day did I have only like one drink. I'd either not drink because I was working or I'd get smashed.
See, I'm still of that kind of juvenile mindset where I don't really drink unless I'm getting pissed.
Yeah.
I did the other night, actually. I went to Asda and got a 4-pack of beers and then just went. But this is weird, right? So I've had them mad sessions like where you're up until silly hours. I had 4 beers on Tuesday night and yesterday I felt rough. I felt rough and I didn't know if I just felt ill or what it was. Like, could it be something in the beer?
Should probably have mentioned this before we all turn up in the grocery store. Yeah. Is there something getting round?
No, it was definitely the beers, but right. It's just like 4 beers can do that too.
You're probably just not handling it as well as you were. You were drinking a lot before lockdown.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
You were. You liked the night out.
Like
and then
mother,
you,
like Sam.
You've just gone into 3 months of not being able to have those heavy nights out.
Yeah.
So 4 drinks is going to affect you more than what you're used to.
But no, because I went and when the pubs reopened on Saturday, you can bet your hat I was the first person there. And we were there all through the day, all through the evening. And I woke up on Sunday and I was just like, yeah, fine.
But Australians call it getting piss fit, don't they? Like if you're drinking regularly, you're piss fit and you've got, so you can keep drinking. It's a great phrase, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when I went to Whistler for my 20-year reunion, I did a bit of training, like exercise for my legs and that to strengthen my legs for skiing.
Mm.
But I also did a bit of drinking. Even if I didn't want to, I go, I've got to have a few pints tonight just to get
piss fit.
Piss fits, because otherwise you go there and you'll be a mess after a couple of drinks. You're just not piss fit. It's like you've gone out for one run and you've gone, oh, I might do the marathon now. No, you can't, mate.
Yeah.
You've got to build up your fitness.
What a nation they are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so brilliant. We need to get piss fit again.
Yeah. Well, we'll try on Saturday. It's your birthday on Saturday.
Look, we need to get piss fit before Saturday.
Yeah, you can
have like a couple of pints tonight.
Yeah, you need to be ready before Saturday.
All right, 2 pints tonight, 3 pints tomorrow, Saturday raring to go.
Silly amounts of
Well,
pints.
Yeah, or maybe the night before you want to, like the night before a race, you'll sort of taper, won't you? So you want to, ideally, you should have started a couple of weeks ago. drank a lot, and then now you want to be sort of considering tapering it down to go hard on Saturday.
Oh, we're not going to be piss fit.
All right, 5 pints tonight.
Yeah, this is more like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 5 pints tonight, 2 pints
Two tomorrow.
Friday. Yeah, because yeah. People won't be hearing this until your birthday's been and gone.
Yeah, happy birthday to me.
Yeah, 27.
You're saying it like that's old. You're already 27.
No, no, but it's just weird you being 27.
Yeah, he messaged me like yesterday or the day before thinking that I'm younger than him. I am, but only by 4 months.
I think that's because you still have kind of like a love for life and a bit of a spring in your step. You haven't you haven't lost that yet, and you have a kind of like an innocence, sparkle in your eye.
I'm just a positive person until it becomes about me, then self-deprecation comes in.
You love the world, hate yourself.
Yeah, that's probably the perfect way to describe me.
Put that in your bio.
Okay. I think it's currently just Jack's friend.
Let me ask you this. Had anybody, you're probably going to make me look silly here because I hadn't, but had anybody actually heard of Zoom before the lockdown?
Nope. They'd smashed it, haven't I?
But apparently they've been around for years.
And why did people just go, not using Skype?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Boris is like, we're locked down. Everyone collectively went, let's get Zoom then.
Well, not straight away, because remember those 2 weeks everyone loved House Party?
Yeah!
If you were the CEO of House Party, you must have gone, we're sorted, lads. Absolutely. 3 weeks later, it's like, oh, right, where's everyone gone?
Yeah, what is that about?
I'll tell you why I gave up on it, was because I was quite an early adopter in House Party. I got in like when this all kicked off, I got into it, and I looked on, and you know, it says your friends are on it, and I had like one friend on it.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's constant notification to your phone going, hey, so-and-so's joined House Party. Do you want to chat to them? Not really, mate. Like, 2,000 people on my phone.
Yeah.
Random. I hated that, yeah.
There's no one on it now, sort of thing.
I've deleted it, yeah.
What the hell happened there, then? That's got to be one of the biggest kind of, like...
Someone started a rumour that they'd been security hacked, which I don't think turned out to be true.
No.
But it was enough to get people off it. Wow. And then the second they're off it, I think Zoom was then becoming like this massive thing. So it was like, let's just use that. And the games got tedious after a couple of goes on them.
Yeah. Mm.
So it was what it was. You still invite me to Skype though. So even through this, you've invited me to Skype.
I'm an old school kind of guy. What's wrong with Skype?
I just find it funny that everyone else is using Zoom and then it'll just be like, Jack wants to chat on Skype.
Yeah, I found
it to download it again every time you ask me.
Like when someone sends you an iMessage and you're like, oh, it's not WhatsApp.
No, I don't know. I just kind of like Skype. You share your screen, you do loads of stuff.
Yeah, it's a good app.
I remember when we first tried to do Happy Hour remotely and we were all messing around with the greens, like the backgrounds, like different backgrounds. That was quite a novelty, but that wore off.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
It's an unusual thing. I'm just confused why people went... You know that program we've been using for years, Skype?
Yeah.
Not as good as Zoom. Is there a real difference?
Well, is it for more people? Can you do lots of people on Skype?
Zoom, you can do a lot.
You can do quite a few on Skype, can't you?
I don't know. I don't really use Skype. You're like a Skype power user, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. I did
not see this coming.
I was due to go on a stag do in April, and it was probably late March, and it got cancelled, so we ended up doing it over Zoom, and there was like 30 of us in this Zoom call.
So maybe Zoom is better for more people.
Mate, right? It was really weird because it was for one of my good pals' weddings, stags, obviously. And there was his best man was obviously had to organise the stag in real life. So when it then went to Zoom, he then was given all the tasks of what are we going to do throughout this evening. And it started absolutely fine, and it was lovely. And we was playing all these games, and like we was playing these games where it's like he put up all of these like football stadiums, and we had to guess where they were and stuff like that. By the end of the night, when everyone's smashed, you've got two people that had left the Zoom to be sick, two had fallen asleep on the call, and like everyone's just so smashed at this point. He's trying to do this quiz, and just no one's listening.
Yeah.
And it was so demoralising. It's like, I was like, I'm still here, mate. Like, and he was like, who was the third, blah, 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 to score a World Cup game?
You might knock it on the head at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you keep yourself, like, you've had nights out where you're a bit like, oh, I can't be arsed anymore.
Yeah.
But when you're on a screen, you just want to be like, close that down.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just stop. You can't just not, like, get in a taxi home.
That's what people would do, but they felt bad. So they'd be like, they'd still be playing. And then suddenly you just see the screen go off.
How many quizzes did you guys complete throughout this?
I think I did
one,
quite,
I think.
Yeah, I did
and
a lot at the start.
Yeah.
That seemed to have died out instantly as well.
We did a YouTube one.
We did a quiz as well.
Yeah.
I just said I nabber a lot.
Didn't
know anyone.
I was on YouTube and a little notification popped up saying Lorraine Kelly's now doing a quiz live. So I was like, brilliant, I'll go on that. And I got her to shout out my friend Joel Meredith. I don't know why, but she did it straight away. It couldn't have been many of people in there, but yeah, that's probably my highlight throughout lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better than mine.
Getting a shout out from old Lorraine. What do you think about the old football coming back?
I don't.
Positive reaction.
I just don't think it's the same. As soon as German football came back, I was like, I'm going to watch that. And then there was no crowd noise at first, and it was the most surreal thing. Mm. It's like you're watching Sunday League. It doesn't matter how good these teams were. Mm. You can just... I've never realised how much having fans in that stadium brings to a game.
Oh.
Like, watching it, I was like, before, you just took it for granted and just think, yeah, it's football. But of course there's fans there. Mm. And then when you're watching, like, Sunday League or something, you're just thinking, well, no, it's just Sunday League. Of course it's not the same.
Mm.
But even when they're incredible players, Lewandowski would be up front scoring three goals, and you're still just like, this is a bit meh.
Yeah, what, a bit meh.
I sort of paid attention till Liverpool won the league, and then I'm like, oh, it's done now, isn't it?
We'll just
play it out.
Tape it off.
I watch the occasional bit if it's on BBC, but I don't have Sky Sports. I do like Now TV for games I want to watch.
Mm.
And so I'm like, can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I'm now going to retract everything I've just said, purely because, you know, I'm a Man United fan. Mm. They're incredible to watch at the moment. I've gone from hate over the last couple of years. I've been so, like, demoralised by football.
Mm.
And, like, I know people are going to go, oh, woe is me, Man U. But it's because I've lived my whole life as having a team that's brilliant.
Mm.
And then they've just died.
Yeah.
And now suddenly they're starting to play well again. They're enjoyable to watch,
purely because of old Bruno.
Bruno Fernandes, he's incredible.
Mm.
And Greenwood.
See, the thing is, when you support a fairly mediocre team, like I do in West Ham, it doesn't really matter. Like, you just like right now, I will admit, right now it's very, very exciting. Because West Ham are on the cusp of a relegation. So any point they pick up... Like, I go through this kind of, like, I guess, like an existential kind of thought where, well, when we had the Ramble Boys in it, it's like, my dad loves football, loves West Ham, and I've been brought up to think the same. But every now and then I do kind of just think, well, it doesn't really affect me, does it? Like, it does. It does because when West Ham came back from the break away, we lost to Wolves and we were woeful. We didn't have a shot. And then lost to Tottenham again. Didn't have a shot. Woeful. Then we played Chelsea on a Wednesday night last week, and I sat there with Fiona. She was doing something, playing DS or whatever. And I was and when we scored the 90th minute winner, I went mental, mate. I was running around my house and I was like, it does mean something, as much as you try and tell yourself it doesn't.
Yeah. I still like to just get in arguments with football Twitter. Just because they're ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know.
It means something, but it doesn't mean that much. Like, I just tweet shit occasionally purely to piss them off, even if I don't mean what I'm saying. It's just like, you shouldn't be this angered by what happened to you and bloody Millwall.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, they're not... Are you on about FT Twitter, like where they have the face of like a footballer?
Yeah, it's a football person. Like, I've had a Drogba shouting at me in the last couple of weeks, and I was like, what?
So they're like, are you aware of football Twitter?
Well, no, I don't think I am.
So you know how you have like, a few years ago you'd have like One Directioners on Twitter, and they'd all have like a profile picture of Harry Styles, and they would dedicate their whole profile to, and that would be all they tweet, and they'd back them to the hills, right? Harry Styles could go and shoot up a school and they'd still back them to the hills. There's a collective on Twitter called FT Twitter, football Twitter, and I'm sure you'd have been tweeted by them loads. And all they are, all you need to do to be part of this group is change your profile name to it'll be like Naughty Noble or like Flashy Firmino or something like that, and then they change their picture to that footballer, and that collectively they are the most vulgar group of anonymous people on the internet, because they will they are the kind of people that will tweet anything at anyone. So like for example, like racist stuff, like anything,
pretty much anything that goes against their footballing belief.
Yeah,
like no matter what. I follow Bleacher Report just to get all of the football news. That's probably my easiest way of getting it.
Mm.
And you can't go on a post without people arguing about Messi and Ronaldo, and I just find it mental.
Mm.
Like, it'll just be anything, and it'll be like, oh, Messi couldn't do that. And I was like, what?
This football Twitter collective, they have a few replies that they just send to everyone. Have you seen?
So it'll copying.
It'll be like www or LLL.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you tweet something they like, they say big dub. Big Dub, Big Dub, Big Dub.
And you always get that guy from Arsenal Fan TV.
Big Dub, Idolo or something they say. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all going to be laughing now. Like,
we have no idea. No,
but I got added to one of the DM groups once, yeah. Right? And I was just having a laugh with them because some of them are fine. Right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Having a laugh with them. But I swear they set up like times to like tweet. Like all bulk tweet people because do you remember years ago when I tweeted bad about them and they almost
they kicked off at you and they all worked together to go against the one person as well.
I tweeted years ago saying they're the worst collective on the internet and I was just like that. They're the kind of people that at school like they'd probably be like we're the football group. They'd probably take the piss out of like say somebody that does like. Kind of like Comic Con, like role play, yeah. But that's what they're doing now. Yeah. Like that's what
football,
they're doing.
Yeah.
And then they were the ones who first found all my old tweets and tried to expose me. So I was sat at West Ham one afternoon with my dad, and they and thousands of these kids just were just tweeting my old tweets, like my really offensive tweets. And I was just like, well, they've ended me then, haven't they? But obviously,
it is mental. That
I'm still standing.
It's mental that all of that is over a disagreement.
Yeah,
over. Football, like it's so irrelevant in the long run. Yeah. I love football, but like I didn't like that Liverpool won the league.
No,
new season starts in a couple of months, and then it's irrelevant.
At the moment, I keep getting tweets going, ha 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 ha, Norwich are down.
Don't support Norwich.
I'm not arse, mate. But then some boy put, ha 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 ha, Norwich are down. I put, mate, I don't support Norwich, I support West Ham. And he just copied and pasted the same tweet, but I put West Ham. That was good. Right. After we'll leave the football chat there. I would ask Robbie, as the resident Liverpool fan, what he thought. But frankly, I don't care and it hurts me to talk about success. So how was it?
It was good. I mean, to be fair, I support Scotland internationally as well. So I've got a foot in both camps of misery and happiness at the minute. So.
Okay. Come back after the break and we'll have some more lockdown chat and hopefully get positive. Now the world is getting more positive. Some parts of the world. See you in a bit.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join me, Pete Donaldson, and Japan-based YouTuber Chris Broad every Wednesday as we offer the lowdown on what's happening in one of the most unique and exciting countries in the world. The Abroad in Japan podcast is home to all things Japan, from things to do...
So today we've come to you guys with 12 places in Japan that nobody knows about.
...to the bizarre...
When I moved into my new apartment last year, the police guy came to my door, knocked on my door, I opened it, it was a policeman, and he said to me, in English, I am Japanese policeman. That's the best introduction you could possibly do as a Japanese policeman.
To the downright filthy.
And for those of you that don't know what a tenga is, Pete and I did discuss how to describe it best before doing the podcast, and I'll let Pete describe what a tenga is. What is it, Pete?
It's a solo male silicon-based ornanist's aid, so to speak.
Brilliant.
New episodes every single Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Abroad in Japan is a Staccano production.
Hello and welcome back to the Happy Hour podcast.
What? I always like it when you like go to and I'm like, has he forgotten what it's called?
No,
you do it so often.
Just a little bit of suspense. Yeah. They, okay. they might have forgotten.
So you should drag your videos out of 10 minutes. The podcast.
You're not wrong. Now, obviously, 5 months has gone since the lockdown. What was the last thing you remember doing before everything went to shit? What was the last significant event? Because I know you had quite a big one.
I went skiing, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was literally like, the day I left this, I was in Telluride in Colorado for a week, which is amazing. But then literally the day we left the resort, they shut the mountain. And it was really escalating really quickly over that week because it was around from beforehand. I was thinking, oh, I hope we get to go.
Yeah.
And it was there were sort of stories of things happening like in the Canaries and all this sort of stuff and outbreaks in Europe and that. But then just while we were out there, it was just sort of escalating. It was only like a couple of days beforehand that they started bringing in measures in the resort, like reducing the number of people that go into like bubble lifts and stuff.
Oh, right.
And then they, like the, I don't think they'd had any cases there, but the governor of Colorado shut all ski resorts like on the Saturday. And we were leaving and they were announcing, Donald Trump was announcing like, travel bans to the UK from Monday or something. We were leaving on the Saturday and stuff. We're going, oh, quite good to get out of here. Yeah. And when we were on the plane waiting to go, it was delayed because they like 50 people didn't get on the plane, so they had to offload all their bags because everyone's sort of going, well, actually, maybe we should be travelling.
Oh, really?
So it was like, yeah, it felt a bit like fleeing a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, but you timed it perfectly then, really, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, and the result, I think the result was a bit quieter as well because people weren't really travelling as much, so it did work out pretty well.
That place, what was Telluride, is that like a very remote part?
It's in a box canyon, so there's no, you only go to it, so there's like mountains all the way around it, so you won't travel through it, you only go to go there.
Right. Did it seem like everyone there, like it almost didn't exist there at the time?
Yeah, it felt completely detached from it, and I was thinking if we just get stuck here and they leave the mountain open, I'd take that. it'd be a strong phone call home to my wife. But then they shut the mountain. I thought I might as well go then.
What was the trip like? Amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. What a place. Yeah. It's weird. Like it was. Like, there were cheap restaurants that, but there were also like restaurants where it was like a couple hundred quid to eat and stuff like that. And so it was. We didn't go to any of those, obviously.
Yeah.
But they were cheap, like pizza place and taco place and that. But it was an unbelievable place because it's really hard to get to. It's like 6.5 hour drive from Denver, and you can fly to like local airports, but that's like an extra 250 quid each, and there's like four of you. You just get a hire car for 100 quid.
That was a very scenic drive, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a lovely drive. We stopped off on the way back. On the way there, we stopped off overnight and had like a night in this place called Salida, this like town by the Arkansas River, had a few beers and pizza, and that was really nice.
Love it.
But on the way back, I did the drive on the way back, and I just did like 7 hours. In six, 7 hours in one go.
Wow.
Oh, we stopped at Denny's actually on the way.
Oh, I love Denny's. Yeah. It's like proper junk food, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just so good. What did you get?
We had a breakfast sort of thing. So it was one of those like grits and hash browns and all that.
Oh, God. I love the way they do their hash browns over there. Yeah. So good. Like, you feel left out.
Yeah, never. I've never been to America, so I can't.
I'll take you to Denny's.
I say this every time, but you guys need to come skiing next, if we get to go this winter.
Me and Fee watched your movie that you made out there.
Yeah.
And it looked amazing. I said that I'd love to go. I'd love to go. But I feel like I'd need some kind of level of, to be able to ski before I go.
I mean, you can learn in a week. Mm. Like, well, if you did a week's ski lessons, you'd be doing green and blue runs. So it goes, in Europe it goes green, blue, red, black. So, but you'd be able to do like half the mountain, something. You'd be able to get around.
Yeah.
And once you can do that, I mean, I'm quite good at it, and I can do the sort of quite semi-hard stuff. Mm. But most of the time, I'm just going from A to B. Or particularly in Europe, where they've got all these lovely little mountain huts that you can't access on foot or by lifts and like that. You could only ski to. Some of the best meals I've ever had have been like not expensive places, but this little hut. And with amazing views and just having like this a few beers at lunch and all that. Once you can get to the level where you can just get around the mountain,
you
get to all these places. You don't have to be amazing.
Yeah.
They're not going to put them halfway down a pack run. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to get to it. So as long as you can get around a bit, you can get to these places. So yeah, I mean, you could do, go to the dry ski slope. There's one in Norwich, isn't there? You could go there and do lessons and you'd get decent. Or you could do morning lessons while you're there and just do your own thing in the afternoons.
Oh, wow. Are you on black then?
What, the runs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like elite level?
It varies depending on the resort. In America, they have black and double black ones.
Oh.
And there's some things that look absolutely mental that don't go anywhere near.
Yeah.
But whereas in Bulgaria in January with my kids, the black runs there are probably like, in other resorts, they might be like harder red runs. I mean, it's all sort of relative. Every resort will say they've got a sort of mix of all these things because they want everyone to go.
Yeah.
But the reality is that a black resort running one resort might be very different from another.
Right.
So if you're not sure, you best always start off and work your way up them.
I'd love to do it. I would. Would you?
Yeah, I think I'd struggle. I don't know. I don't think I've never skateboarded. Like, I feel like that's a similar kind of thing.
I've never done that.
You've been skiing for a while now, though, haven't you?
Yeah, but you can. Like, I used to organise, because I lived in a ski resort in Canada. When I came back and was working at Soccer AM, we couldn't take any holiday during the football season. Mm. So what I'd do is I'd organise a weekend skiing, and it got quite big. We'd end up having like 40 people going for the weekend, and because I organised it, I'd get everyone to book their own flights. And some years I'd book the accommodation, get everyone to give me the money. But also I was like chartering coaches. I became like a travel agent. I'd be like getting a coach to pick everyone up from the airport and all this, getting everyone to pay like 20 quid and all this stuff. And doing it and doing all this. But and people were going there who didn't ski, who just went for the experience. Because it's nice being in a beautiful mountain resort. Mm. And it feels so distant, particularly if you're in Europe and you're only a couple of hours flight away. We'd finish work at Soccer AM at midday, finish the show, get a flight at 1:30, and by like 5:30, you'd be in the Alps.
Wow.
With snow and all that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Does that hurt when you fall? Like if you're going full pelt down a
Depends.
Mountain?
Depends. It can do, but a lot of the time, if it's been snowing, it's quite soft.
Yeah.
If it gets a bit icy sort of thing, it can be a bit unpleasant. But when you're a beginner, you're not going that fast. I mean, this goes very badly wrong. But,
yeah.
that's what I'd worry about.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's you get more injuries playing football per hour than you do skiing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But then you're not playing football for 9 hours a day.
Yeah,
you?
True.
But you there's much higher instance of injuries in football than there is in skiing.
Oh, fair. What's the last thing you remember doing?
Not sure if I really want to say it after how lovely it has sounded. It was a bit. I came back to Norwich for your birthday.
Right. What's wrong with that?
It's not a ski slope in Colorado, is it?
Yeah, that's Norwich.
It's Norwich. So
if you're going to slag off Norwich.
No, I obviously enjoyed it. It was lovely. And then I got really ill, didn't I? Had a cough for 3 weeks.
Yeah, so
had to take some time off work.
So we were joking about it possibly being corona. Yeah. Do you think you had corona?
I don't know. I wouldn't like to say I did, but I had a cough. Quite
one of those
a bad
test, don't you? You need to get
at the time that I had it.
Well, you can find out if you've ever
you
had
get
it.
Test if you've had it, yeah.
Yeah, but at the moment they charge you unless they have a reason to not. So it's like 60 quid for one, and all it tells you is whether you had it, but it doesn't necessarily mean you couldn't get it again. So why would I pay 60 quid to go, I had it? Can still get it. Like, it's an irrelevant
for content
test.
For the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking straight away.
Send me 60 quid and I'll get it.
Yeah, I'll pay.
Can we do it? And he can open it here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd happily do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can just get him from Superdrug.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like £62 in Superdrug, I think. Because my manager mentioned possibly getting it because I was just like. Well, I had a cough for about 3 weeks, had to self-isolate because it was at the time where you couldn't just go and get a test. The rule at the time was if you think you've got it, you just have to stay in. So I had to stay in for 2 weeks.
Were you not allowed to leave the house at all?
No, had quite bad on and off fevers. And it was a bit rank.
I reckon you could have had it because it weren't so long ago that you actually just got ill. Do you remember last year or something when we were doing a podcast?
Yeah. And in comparison, this was so much worse.
What, the one you just had?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've had worse. It.
You definitely had it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I wouldn't want to say, like, yeah. No, that's no, what I mean.
Yeah, because I hate when people go like, you know, when Deji did that video and he's like, guys, I think I've got COVID. And then the next day he was like, right, we're streaming, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you didn't have COVID, mate. But you're trying not to be edgy and be like, oh, I don't think I had it. But I think you definitely had it.
I'd say the worst thing I had was the cough. I couldn't go 2 minutes without coughing quite badly.
Oh, you know I'm calling this YouTube clip Stevie White had coronavirus.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'll do a test if you want me to.
I think it's pretty brutal. I know through a friend, a professional Premier League footballer who had it and thought he was going to die.
What?
I won't say who it is. I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah.
But he genuinely said, and he's going, mate, if I'm a from the fittest people in the country, in theory, and I thought I was going to die.
See, and that's why that kind of thing is exactly why I'd never want to say that I think I did. Because to me, I was just
but
like,
there are people who have no symptoms as well.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard that it affects different people in different ways. Yeah,
but I'd like to think I'm way. I wouldn't like to think this. I know it, but it's not a nice thought. I'm nowhere near as healthy as a professional footballer. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I never had a moment where I was scared. I was just a bit like, oh, this is rank.
Did you just feel ill?
It was, it's not nice ill. The cough was worse than anything. It got to a point where it was literally making me have tears because it's so painful.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you eat? Okay.
My throat started to hurt a bit too much to eat. So, but I did. I never lost my sense of taste. Like, there's certain things I just didn't have.
Could you
but
smell?
I got hot and yeah. It was just like I got little fever bursts, but not all the time. And then the coughing was the worst thing. That's the worst cough I think I've ever had. But again, it could just be a really bad cough.
But then COVID was around. That's when it was at its peak. And the main symptom is a dry cough. So by that definition alone, I am titling this clip Stevie White had coronavirus.
I'll get the test for the post video for this.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. But really, have I got pay?
Yeah.
Did you see, bless him, Dave, BVM had coronavirus really bad.
He probably disappeared for like a week or so.
Yeah. I think, he was just not online. And did you see the comeback video where he spoke about it?
Yeah.
Oh, bless him. He was proper beat up about wasn't he?
People were saying to me, is Dave all right? Like, because I've only one sort of thing, but I did sort of text him going, Yeah, okay, mate. He went, no, just recovery now. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. He got really upset in the video. Did you see that?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah, fuck it. That touched me a bit, actually, seeing how it's like, it can be a bit of like a meme, can't it? COVID's a bit of a meme and a bit of a joke and that, but it's really properly fucking tearing people apart.
Yeah, it tends to be a meme and a joke for people who haven't had any first-hand experience.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, even if I had, you have to joke about these things.
Yeah.
You have to joke about them. But yeah, it's just a very, very weird time. But luckily, I think is the R rate going down now?
Yeah.
I'd like to think.
We've had a Public Health England.
I don't know why I just looked at you and expected you to have the figures.
I think
we have all travelled from somewhere with better R rates to somewhere with a worse one, though. Because London's worse than Norwich.
That's why we're in the studio. We're straight out of the studio.
Yes.
And even though we are back in the studio, and yes, we are allowed guests, we're only allowed three in at a time.
But so. Three is enough.
Three is the magic number. Thank you.
I saw where that was going.
Yeah. And you need to fucking step your game up, Bobby.
I was really hoping he'd go, 1, 2, 3.
Absolutely shocked you knew that song. I know it was a while before you tell
it. I think it was on an advert. When
it was
kids.
On an advert for BBC Three.
Okay.
It was a little slug, do you remember? It's a magic number. But in a slug voice. What was the moment? Because I never took COVID seriously. When at the start of the year, when it's like January the 2nd and you've got that thing come up at the top of Twitter and it says, deadly disease in China or whatever, and you think,
we've had a few of these, haven't we?
Yeah. And it's like, it's in China. I'm not going to worry about it.
SARS, bird flu, all these things.
Yeah.
It'll probably just go away.
Even like mad cow disease, which I think was predominantly Norfolk, maybe. Was it?
Oh, I don't know.
I may have made that up, or it may have started in Norfolk or something. Even that, you're like, I'm not arsed. I'll still eat a burger. Be fine.
Yeah.
But what was the one moment where you were like, okay, this is actually going to affect my life in some way?
I had Ariane, my girlfriend, for some reason, right from the start, way before lockdown, she kept going, this is going to be something big. And I was like, it's fine. She just kept saying it. And then it got to a point where she just couldn't leave the house because she has a condition called Behçet's. So she got one of the letters to say that she had to shield. So that's the only thing that changed during this. I couldn't see her on the off chance that I'd kill her, which I'd probably feel bad for. So I didn't want to risk that. But she made it way more serious than it was. Well, not than it was, but way before. I was just like, it'll probably die out. Like, it's obviously becoming something, but I didn't ever expect lockdown. Probably until Italy and Spain started to do things, and it was like, okay.
Yeah, I remember watching the news once when they'd announced that Italy had gone into lockdown, and it was like the whole of Italy. Well, at first, I think it was just like northern Italy or something.
Yeah.
But then when it was the whole of Italy, I was like, shit, this is real. And weirdly, when I think I was in a hotel around the corner from here, actually, in North London, and heard the news that Mikel Arteta had got it. Yeah. And then he was like the first football-related person I remember getting it. And there was Dybala.
Dybala got it. Did Guardiola's mum die of it? She died over this break, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it was coronavirus.
What?
Yeah.
Guardiola?
Yeah. Pep's mum.
Yeah.
So that, Tom Hanks posted about it because he had it in his wife.
Yeah, so he had it when I was out in Colorado, so he had it early on, Tom Hanks and his wife.
Yeah, it was the celebrities. As soon as celebrities started getting it, people were like, oh, that's random. Yeah. And then Idris Elba posted about it and everyone kicked off.
And then Boris Johnson got it.
Yeah.
Which is just mad.
Well, like, he also had been going about it, he was shaking hands with him.
Yeah,
He kind
true.
Of, yeah.
He was like, he was trying to get it.
Do you remember the Ant Middleton video?
Yeah, that didn't go down well, did it?
It rings a bell. I think again, this is when I was away, I think maybe.
This wasn't too long ago, was it?
This was at the start of lockdown.
But
he was like, because obviously he's like a bit of an army action man, isn't he?
I do remember.
Beat it up.
Am I still going to be meeting people at the airport? Yes, I am. Am I still going to be hugging them? Yes, I am. My fans? Yes, I am. Oh, God. Did he ever get it?
He deleted that quite quickly, didn't he?
Well, he got loads of backlash. You're a fucking idiot, mate.
He couldn't get it. He's too hard.
I'll just give him a little flick knife out.
Can I just assume he's never going to be a guest on this now?
Yeah.
He's welcome on.
No, he's
after Corona,
no,
and he's
been
not hugging
us. Fans at the airport. He's not coming anywhere near me, the filthy little rat.
Yeah.
Don't say that. You've already had Tommy Fury after you during this break, and now you're going to have Ant Middleton.
I've pissed off a lot of people.
Go towards people that you might stand a chance fighting.
Tommy Fury never kicked off.
No, but his girlfriend did.
Yeah, Tommy didn't want to back up his girlfriend publicly. It's weird. not against me. Just didn't want it.
I could see that.
Didn't want these hands.
He wanted to fight KSI, so I guess you're the next. You're more his fame level for fighting.
Yeah, probably. Thanks. I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, he's just a Love Island star, and I'd put you on par with them.
Come on. Better than them.
Well,
I mugged him off in a great video that you should go check out. You've been watching much YouTube during the old lockdown?
Oh, yeah. No.
No?
I never do, really.
No.
I watch stuff when you tell me to watch something. You'll go, watch this, we've got this guest coming on.
Mm.
And I'll go, yeah, probably should.
Mm.
I'll watch your stuff. I haven't seen your most recent,
but
I will watch stuff occasionally.
Which was the most recent? I think I've seen it.
It was the Sidemen diss track.
No, I have seen that. I haven't watched almost.
He's talking about more
Reddit,
Jack, mate.
Oh, you're about that.
I've seen
that
as well.
Yeah, thanks. An actual friend.
We're going through like a golden age of Jack, mate uploads, aren't we?
Yeah, somebody actually commented on one of my videos saying, "Who knew it would take a global pandemic to get Jack, mate to actually upload consistently?"
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
it is true. But that's because I had that kind of mindset that you had at the start, where it's like, "Oh, this will be great. I'll just upload." Yeah. And I don't have kids to homeschool,
yeah.
So I was actually able to push through it. Yeah, I just thought. Just thought I'd start a second channel, really. Just started feeling a bit suffocated by the content on the main channel a little bit.
It's good, because I think you've got that more freedom. You can sort of do what you want, can't you, without having to worry about, oh, is this going to be something people don't like?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the standard dropped a little bit now. But the second channel is very much a place
for me. It doesn't matter, yeah.
I'll just turn my camera on and talk if I have to.
I do quite like that so many YouTubers have done the exact same thing before you, and there will be people to do it after you, and people just shout at you for copying KSI or Willany, and it's like everyone does the same thing.
Yeah.
Like it's just a side channel where like KSI now does everything on his side channel.
Yeah,
and it's like it's a completely normal thing to do. Surely,
I've started doing Reddit videos, and I started doing them because I watched Willany and KSI do them.
Yeah, so of course, and they did it because other people they were not the first people to do these videos.
PewDiePie's been doing them for years.
Yeah,
for
it's
years.
Mental.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
The Robbie Knox Reddit situation's a right mess.
There
was like, so the first one, turns out someone started a Robbie Knox Reddit, but didn't tell me about it, so I just didn't know.
Yeah.
But that's got the name like Robbie Knox.
Oh, right. Well,
hardly anything on it. Then some bloke started one and went, oh, I've started up official Robbie Knox Reddit. I went, okay, that's cool. I'll share it so I shared it on social media. I looked at it and went, mate, you've misspelled official. And he goes, oh, yeah, sorry. I noticed that afterwards, didn't I? I went, I can't really.
Yeah.
In one way, it sort of sums up the channel that official's not even spelled properly. But I can't do that. Then some bloke started at one that is spelt correctly of fish or rolling dolls. So there's this right old mess.
Yeah.
I just ignore it. So I'll have to wait for another platform.
I love it when other people create stuff.
Another platform to come along.
Yeah. this one's been ruined by people who can't spell.
Go to 4chan.
What I need to do is sort out some kind of summit from these people and bring these clans together to start one mega Robbie Knox.
Yeah, why don't you just get...
Someone's just going to start on now with saying Mega Robbie Knox, and it would just be four now.
Right, how about this then? This is a fair way to do it, right? The first person to start the subreddit, Mega Robbie Knox, you will promote that one, and that will be the one that we use. That will be the subreddit that we use going forward.
Yeah, maybe. Or I could just start my own one and then...
That is the option.
All right, then. Well, before this comes out...
I feel bad for the people who've gone to the effort when I couldn't be asked to do it. Maybe I need to get them to all sit down and go, look... Let's all work together. You can all be moderators of it.
Hopefully one of you can spell.
Maybe use the one that's got Robbie Knox.
I think you should do it like how they elect the Pope. Put them all in a room, don't you? Do you know what you do with Popes?
Yeah. I told Charlotte Church the Pope had died, mate. I know about the Popes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have to get the smoke comes out, don't they?
Do you know about how they elect a Pope?
No.
They put them all in a room. It's like Big Brother in many ways.
Yeah. And then who are they all?
All the Popes. All the leading candidate for the Popes.
Okay.
All the top Popes.
Yeah. The best Popes.
Wait, no, isn't it the Cardinals going around? Do the candidate popes go in as well?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you can just apply, can you?
I think it's the people at the Vatican go in a room and then vote for a pope. I don't think they put in like loads of different popes.
I've never looked at the pope like a president. I've always just looked at it as like a man of God.
Yeah, like
who
he
is. I thought it was just handed down.
Yeah, but the idea is that the God makes all the cardinals vote for the person that he picks. There's a few holes you could pick. I'm not sure this is the place to go into it.
No, this is definitely the place to go into it. But they burn something.
The losing popes. they make white smoke come out of chimney, don't they, or something?
Yeah. So then the city knows when there's been a pope elected.
Oh, I thought for some reason as soon as you said burn, I imagine like they're doing like a race of some sort. They got eight strings, burn them all, and the first one to fully go is now the pope. I feel like that's a more fair way of doing
firework.
It. Because that is God choosing. If they're all exactly the same string,
yeah.
They're bound to burn at the same rate, but if they don't, that winner, he truly deserves it. God has made that one burn quicker.
I mean, write to them and see.
I'll see if they're keen.
Yeah.
Why do they always have like the same names?
Pope John, Pope James.
They're all like just Bible names. Can you not try and be the Pope if you're like Barry?
Don't they get given names?
Do they not have, what's their name before their, what? I don't know much about the Pope,
I don't reckon Pope John's always been called Pope John. Should I Google it quickly?
Yeah, I'm intrigued, because they've always had names like that. I could sound like a fucking idiot here.
Just Google
and I am.
Pope.
Anything towards religion, I am so stupid.
Imagine if the Pope...
Yeah, so Pope Francis's real name is Jorge Mario.
I love that! Yeah. That is mental.
No, look.
We're not having Pope Jorge. No, Francis, that'll do.
Yeah.
Imagine that though, like little, because he's a little bald man, isn't he? Like close to God and that. They all look the same as well. Every Pope looks the same.
Yeah,
don't
that's
they?
Weird.
Yeah, but and then like you look
well,
at
you don't get like a 20-year-old Pope. How cool would that be?
But again, why? Why
like spoons? That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Fish Friday.
I thought of a film idea. It's basically, it's like the return of Jesus. So the idea is it's probably got Will Ferrell's in it or something.
Okay.
One of those sort of things.
Yeah.
And Jesus comes back because basically he died for our sins. And then he looks down and everyone's still sinning. Everyone's doing all this. He goes, right, I'm coming back to Earth. And this time I'm going to have some fun. So he goes to like an American frat house and he's like changing water to wine for all these keg parties and all that. I'm not going to be on that, but that's basically...
That's a really good concept.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Well, that's gone now, isn't it?
Someone else will
Someone's
do it.
Taken it.
Yeah, along with your fucking subreddit. Yeah. Is there anything these bastards won't steal?
I mean, if anyone wants to write that, they're welcome to it. It's going to be tough.
You can be Jesus.
Seeing as Hollywood, Americans are quite serious about all this, aren't they?
Yeah. I will do it in England. It's fine. Do we don't care.
Yeah, who would you get to play Jesus? Would it be Will Ferrell?
Seth Rogen, probably.
Yeah.
He'd be good, wouldn't he?
And there'd be a shot of Jesus smoking a bong in the corner of some frat house. Yeah,
loads of chicks.
Yeah. You can almost see it in your head, can't you?
Yeah.
And then Jesus would hate Zac Efron, who would play Judas, wouldn't he? And he'd be completely ripped in that.
Judas comes back.
Yeah.
To sort it out or something, yeah.
No, Jesus comes back.
Yeah, but then Judas comes back as well.
But Judas is the guy he's got to overcome, because
it's Judas's great, 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 great grandkid. Happens to be at the same uni. Yeah.
He's the leader of the other frat house.
He's the dean's son.
He's the one having the house party, and he doesn't invite Jesus. And Jesus has got to find a way to get there.
And Jesus fancies his girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah. Now we're talking. No, Jesus is gay. No, we'll move on from that. What else have you been watching?
Besides Jesus films.
We all started lockdown. We all went into Tiger King, didn't we?
Yeah.
Got right. I only watched it because of you, actually. You messaged me and went, this is mental.
It is mad.
It is mental.
It was really strange because I saw a trailer for it, I think the day it was uploaded, and it just looked like something about tigers.
That's how they got you.
No, but it didn't even look remotely strange at all. And then you messaged me probably a day later and were like, you need to watch this. The first episode is crazy. And then I went to go on it and the trailer was completely different. Like within a day, the trailer had then shown like in the first episode what happens with the person's arm. Like that bit was in the trailer. I was like, what? So then I watched it and I watched it all in a day.
Maybe they changed it to get more people in.
Yeah, because I wasn't keen on it when I first saw the trailer. I was just like, oh, it's just a guy looking after tigers. Mm. But yeah, I watched it all in one day with my housemates.
It was mental. Like the amount of footage they had, the amount of stuff that happens in it. It's like just when you think, oh, that can't get worse. And then...
Yeah.
His husband. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for people.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued what was on the footage that got burnt.
He
seemed to have a lot of footage still. Yeah. And then he's gone, it burnt it all. And it's like, what have we been watching?
Yeah. I got rid of all the controversial stuff. What happened there, mate?
Yeah, crazy. He's probably, have you seen any of the... Well, no, I think the reason why they had a lot of footage is because they were uploading the footage at the time to the YouTube channel as well.
So
I've been on the YouTube channel and watched like loads of clips, and there's obviously hundreds of hours that didn't make it into the documentary.
Yeah. I went back and watched the Louis Theroux documentary that he was in, that Joe Exotic
was on.
And he was a completely different character in that. He was still a little bit quirky, but nowhere near what he was on this Tiger King.
I think Joe Exotic was far more of kind of like a bit of a dictator in a way. Like he really like screwed over the people that worked there. Like if you fucked about one day, you'd be gone. Yeah. I think
it was mental because at some points he seemed to be like really rich. Like, you know what I mean? It seemed like he's got millions of pounds coming in and all this sort of stuff. I think his house is like the worst house I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, he said that no one was earning anything from that place.
Yeah.
Which is mental.
But then he might have just been spending all his money on drugs.
Do you think his feud with Carol Baskin was worth it?
I mean, it made for some cracking memes, I'll give you that. It made for some cracking memes.
Do you think she did it?
Well, killed her husband.
Yeah. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously she did. Allegedly.
Some people are pretty relaxed. Obviously staying very quiet here.
I hated the bit. We won't talk about it. Because people may not have seen it and we're ruining it. Something else I've been watching. I've been watching that, I have watched the Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
Yeah, I watched it.
Nah.
Not for you?
Not for me, no.
Bit dark, isn't it?
It's dark. It's the island. Lovely island.
I'd love an invite.
Mini break.
But did you?
For you, it would be all right. But
what? Hang on. Why?
He didn't invite guys to do anything, did he? So the island would be lovely for you.
You're making that sound like I'm a nonce. Like for you, that island would be perfect.
Sounded a lot like he was really into. Like he saw nothing wrong with the island.
No, listening back,
that was a really nice travel vlog. Short show.
No, like as in because he's dead now. And nothing's happening there. Yeah. It's just a lovely island to go to.
All right, so let me ask you this, yeah? So the island costs like 4 million or something, right? It's now worth 20 million, right? If somebody said to you, you can have the island, but it is drenched in that history, would you have the island?
Yeah. Well, you'd change it. You'd make something new of it.
Can I sell it and buy a different island?
Yeah, but there's got to be other places that have some bad history that they've turned it around.
You've got to keep the island exactly the same.
I'd like to think I'm the man for the job. I can.
I don't know
make
if
things less nonsense.
I'd love an island, but I don't know if I could be there being like, oh, Epstein sort of walked.
You don't have to go there if you own it, do you? You can get someone else to sort shit out over there.
Rent it out.
I'm not saying, no.
But then so I have to go live there as well.
They aren't the ones you want to rent it to, are they?
No, yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe you're a bit screwed on the island.
Do you know he used to dig up or get someone to dig up all the palm trees, didn't he? I was listening to a podcast.
Oh,
about
to move
this.
Them around.
Yeah, did you hear about this?
No. Nope.
It's like all these palm trees on like the circumference of the island. And he used to get like quarterly or something, he'd get them to move all the positions of where all the trees were in case like the FBI and that had set up long range cameras to look in and stuff.
There's got to be a bit there where you're going, this is getting a bit out of hand, isn't it? You're moving palm trees to hide your nonsense.
Yeah, but he was fully prepared.
You got me, oh, I don't know, maybe I'm on the wrong side of history here.
Well, that was quite a weird thing about like the guy that was in that documentary. There was a guy who worked on the island as a pool cleaner, and he said one day he saw, it might have been with the young girl, and someone else said, isn't she about the age of your daughter? And he was like, that's the last day I ever went. And I was like, up to that point, you knew what was happening.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, exactly. That's what Fiona said. Because I said to her, I was like, oh, good on him just for leaving though. And she was like, what? But he's only just realised that they're the same age as his daughter. Because he said, I don't know the man, right? Yeah. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. But I mean, if you're working on an island where loads of young girls are walking around naked all the time, that wouldn't be the moment when you decide to leave. When someone goes, "Oh, they're probably about the same age as your daughter," you would have gone long before that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questions.
Yeah. And my favorite thing about the whole documentary is at the end of every episode, it would say Ghislaine Maxwell, so his partner in crime, essentially, denies all allegations, has nothing to do with any of it, and then now she's been arrested.
Yeah.
And at the end of every episode, you're like, every single person has consistently said she was doing this, she was doing this, and it's going, no, she wasn't. And now apparently she's being very compliant. So Prince Andrew's quaking in his boots, isn't he?
Legally, they had to put that in the documentary because nothing had been proven.
Yeah.
But I think we all kind of know.
That's obviously them having to go to her to let her comment, though, and she's saying no.
Do you reckon they're going to probably do the same to her as they did with...
I was talking about this at work. If she suddenly commits suicide, it's a bit mental, isn't it?
Yeah. Because she could now expose all the stuff that Epstein was going to expose, like with the little black book and that.
Even on the off chance that Epstein did actually commit suicide, if she suddenly pops off, that's mental.
But then also, I don't know who would do anything about it. Like, if she now... Because, like, no, I don't think anyone we know believes that Epstein killed himself, right?
Yeah.
What have we done about it? Nothing. We can't... Yeah, so... If they do now kill her, but I'm sure some famous leaders and stuff might be thinking, "Oh, is she now going to drop me in it?" And you would just kill her, wouldn't you?
Well, we'll see in the next couple of weeks, probably.
Yeah. Did you hear? I'm not going to go into it, but did you hear any of the names in Epstein's black book?
Yeah, some of them were a bit mental.
I tell you, if I was Epstein, and I was just an absolute monster, right? Hang on, right?
Where's this guy?
Hear me out, right? And I knew they were going to kill me. I'd just spend the last few days writing some random, random names in there,
adding anyone on there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think? I'd be
Neil Warnock.
Do you know what I thought I might do if I'm going to die? Is like schedule loads of YouTube videos. And I'd like give, this is all the gossip I've known, and I could do a few real things first of all, and then just make stuff up.
Yeah.
To what's there, because everybody, what's going to be the next revelation and all this? It'd get in the news, wouldn't it? Particularly if some of these things were proven to be true.
Yeah.
And then you could just say anything, because you'd be dead, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, you could say anything
about
anyone.
That's so good.
You would be ruining people's lives, though.
No, because you could just say things that wouldn't completely fuck their life, but just somewhat be an irritant.
Did I tell you about the time I considered ruining somebody's life for no reason? I didn't do it.
No,
sinister.
So I was my friend Jim's best man, and he was getting, and he said, do you want to be best man? I said, no, that's really great. He goes, oh yeah, his wife's French, because you got to do the speech half in French. So I thought, oh, I'm not doing that. So I just made a video about his life where we went to all his family and friends and just made this like little documentary, because then I could subtitle it in French. I could get drunk on the day and wouldn't have to worry about a speech. And everyone's happy, sort of thing. So I did that, and we went down early in the morning to his old childhood home with some of his friends from school, and we're filming outside there.
Oh,
he
I remember
didn't live
this.
There anymore. But some bloke said, "Oh, what are you filming here for?" And for a second, I thought I could just say, oh, the guy in that house, well, I'm from the news, the guy in that house is like a notorious paedophile or something. I make something up about him, this random person. And then I go away and I'd never know what had happened. I didn't do this. But like, there'd be a rumour. This guy wouldn't know because no one's probably going to question him. But all his neighbours just suddenly stopped talking to him and he'd never know why. I could just ruin somebody's life. I didn't do it though because I'm not mental.
Just thought about it.
Yeah. It's like this. I can't remember. I was watching this comedy show and they said that the comedian on there said that he got a note through his door and he had the note there and it was just a blue pen that said, "I know where you live." And he was like, "Fucking hell, that's like the scariest note I've ever had." And then he was leaving his street one day and his neighbour come out and went, "Have you had anything put random, like weird to put in your door?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then the guy got out the note and went, "I've got one, but mine's written in orange." And then so they went round the neighbours and everyone had just had a letter saying, "I know where you live." And he was like, "That doesn't really matter now." You can put that in any door and it makes sense.
Yeah, because you've put it in their door. Of course you know where they live.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this is someone I know when they're at uni. They're this guy that they knew who was always really skint. Like this is a friend of a friend. Something. He's always really skint, always desperate for money and all this. And they're in a pub one night and they went, "Well, you need some," this guy's going, "I'm so skint, need some money." He goes, "I'll tell you what, we'll give you 100 quid if you will stalk someone for 3 days. And like, what? And they go, "What we want?" That bloke, just putting a random bloke in a pub, went, "I want to know in 3 days' time, I want a dossier, I want to know where he works, where he lives, I want to know everything about this bloke's life. I want to hear," and then he would have 100 quid. So this bloke just went around, just like followed the bloke home from the pub and just didn't interact with him, but just followed him like basically for like days. I went, "There you go, this is the document." And wrote down this whole thing all about this bloke's life. And then they gave it to the guys and the guys put it through his door.
No.
How bad's that?
Wow.
Imagine getting a document through your door.
That would make you paranoid for life.
Yeah. That's where the story goes dark. It's quite funny. It's quite
funny. I was like, "Oh,
yeah, it's quite a funny thing for me. Oh, I was just, I found this. Oh, it's just,
yeah.
It's banter." But then they went,
yeah. That is mental.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's funny though.
Yeah. I think it's funny up until that point.
Up until you make him aware.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Then it's just a bit, yeah.
It's like, if say, like, there's like a YouTuber or something, right? Yeah. You might know them. I'll be interested to see what you think here, because me and Fiona have contrasting points of view. But if, like, say, like, you were taking the piss out of them, is that fine until they know? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, because, like, what about, so here's one. When you, like, oh no, I won't say that actually. But yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, if you're taking the piss out of someone,
I think context is everything, isn't it? Mm. You know, sort of, I think if you're saying things in your private WhatsApp group,
yeah,
then that's sort of.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. But if you're like,
are you talking about making videos about people?
No, if I'm just sat at home with Fiona and I'll just take the piss out of someone on the TV, and she'll be like, "That's so nasty," and I'm like, "Is that nasty though?" Because they'll never, that person is never going to know that I've. Do you know what I mean? Like, to someone random on the TV,
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've also got to go on the assumption for yourself. People are probably saying shit about you that you never.
Oh yeah, and they should do. Yeah,
I think everyone in life gets that. Both ends.
Yeah.
And I hate it when people say, like, "That's nasty" or something, because I'm like, you are not, there's no way you've lived your whole life without being a bit of a prick, like, towards someone else, that, and they have no idea.
There we go. I think we'll leave it there. I mean, it's the first episode back, and you've already told people that I would have been loving it on Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Yeah. And then you went on to say, if I was Jeffrey Epstein, so...
If I was Epstein, I would have written some random names in his little black book, like Neil Warnock and stuff.
It doesn't sound that random. It sounds like you specifically would pick Neil Warnock.
Oh, God, right, there we go. I mean, I've got plenty more stuff, but it's already gone on a bit, innit?
So... Yeah, we've hit an hour on our first one back, and we... It was just about coronavirus, really, which is good.
Yeah, it's just nice having a catch up.
I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So we'll do it more often.
Well, we can now.
Once every 5 months.
This
really is a new Jackmate.
New year, new me. This has been Jackmate's Happy Hour podcast. You've been Stevie White.
I have been.
You've been Robbie Knox.
Correct.
And we'll see you in a bit. Cheers.
Bye.
Jackmate's Happy Hour.
This was a Stakhanov production.